One of the new books that we have at the library is called Cabins, and this is by Ralph Kylo. And this is a beautiful book. It shows color photographs of many different cabins. Some of them are personal vacation cabins. Some of them are lodges that are used at different camps. And I thought that the book was very pretty, but I didn't really think that it showed things. When you think cabins in Alaska, you have a different thought than what this book is. However, they did have some really very interesting furniture that was handcrafted, and I liked looking at that. And one of the things that they have in this book is a listing in the back of different artists and places where you can get the furniture that's in the book. And so that was one thing I liked about it. Like I say, the thing that I didn't like about it was I didn't feel it was really pertinent to Alaskans when you think about a log cabin. But there were some beautiful ideas in it, and it's just a fun book to browse. And again, the name of that is Cabins by Ralph Kylo. Another book that the library just purchased is called Universal Design for the Home. Great looking, great living design for all ages, abilities, and circumstances. And this book is by Wendy Jordan. She goes through different rooms in the house, bathrooms, kitchens, etc. And it's got designs for people who need wheelchair access. It's really a very nice book, and it wouldn't necessarily have to be for someone who has a handicapped person living in the home. There are lots of design ideas for everyone. It's very well done. And again, this is Universal Design for the Home by Wendy Jordan. We got a new cookbook at the library called The Best Casserole Cookbook Ever with more than 500 recipes. And this is by Beatrice Ojakangas. And one thing that I found interesting is I'd never seen this before in a cookbook. It's recipes for making your own sauces. Instead of using like cream of mushroom soup, there are different recipes for things that you can put in for moisturizing your casseroles. A couple of them that sounded really, really good were West African chicken with peanuts, and there was a curried chicken casserole, and a Spanish potato omelet. And I have to confess that I enjoyed this book so much, and I wanted to copy so many recipes that I decided to order a copy for myself. I'm really happy with it, and I think you'll enjoy this book too. It's called The Best Casserole Cookbook Ever with more than 500 recipes. Martha Stewart has a new book called it Martha Stewart's Encyclopedia of Crafts. This is arranged alphabetically by craft. There are everything from candles to making cards to making your own wrappings for presents, just a real variety of crafts. There are beautiful photographs in it. I guess the thing that I didn't like about the book, it just seemed too short for each craft. There wasn't really a whole lot of information, but it might give you an inkling of how to do something, and then if you're really interested, you could find out more maybe from other sources. But this has got beautiful color photographs, lots of crafts, and again, the name of it is Martha Stewart's Encyclopedia of Crafts. Another big, beautiful book that the library just received is called America, A History in Art by William G. Scheller. And this book is actually was a little bit hard to decide where to catalog it because it's full of art, but it's also full of history. And it takes events in American history and shows different, not only paintings of the era, but sculpture and glassware, metalwork. It's very interesting and very well done. And again, the name of that is America, A History in Art. One book that made me feel kind of sad was called RFK, A Photographer's Journal by Harry Benson. And Harry Benson is a photojournalist who followed Robert Kennedy life. He was asked to photograph the family. He spent time with Robert Kennedy when he was campaigning for president, and he was at the hotel when Robert Kennedy was shot. Just a little slice of American history and how one photographer saw it. It's more like his journal of his time that he spent with Robert Kennedy. It just made me feel sad to think again of that assassination. Again, the name of that is RFK, A Photographer's Journal by Harry Benson. One book that was really fun was the New Yorker cartoon album, 1975 to 1985. Now, this book has a little bit older cartoons in it, and as you read it, you realize that there's a historical perspective to this. A lot of the cartoons, for instance, have to do with the women's movement, which was big at the time, and it's just interesting to kind of look back. And I love the New Yorker, and so this is just a great book of cartoons. And again, it's the New Yorker cartoon album, 1975 to 1985. We have a new book by Michael Connelly, who's one of my favorite mystery writers, and it's called Nine Dragons. The hero of the story is Harry Bosch, and he's working on a murder that takes place in Los Angeles at a little liquor store. And an Asian man owns the store, and he's killed. They first think it's gang-related, and then we get deeper into the mystery, and I won't give away anything, but it's just a page-turner with Harry Bosch finding all the clues and solving the mystery. And some of this takes place not only in the Los Angeles area, but in Hong Kong, and you learn a little bit about Chinese gangs and how they operate in this country, and how they actually started in this country. And again, the name of that is Nine Dragons by Michael Connelly. We have a new book by Michael Perry, who wrote Population 485. If you enjoyed this book, I think you'll enjoy his new one called Coop, A Year of Poultry, Pigs, and Parenting. Michael Perry was an RN, and in the book that I referred to, Population 485, he talks about living in a small community and being on the ambulance crew. Well, now he talks about living in a small community and having a farm that was pretty much in his wife's family that had been left to them, and they decide to raise some livestock and kind of live off the land as much as they could. And so this is Michael's story of living in a small town and raising pigs and chickens, and how he used things that he found on the property and on a friend's property, things that might have been thrown away, he used to help make provision for the animals. And he talks about having children. His wife had a child by another relationship, and then they had another child together. And so he's learning all about being a new parent and also parenting a little girl who in the beginning of the book is about 6 years old. I like how this man writes about life and makes ordinary days sound interesting. Again, the name of that is Coop, A Year of Poultry, Pigs, and Parenting. Another cartoon book that we have is called Worst Case Scenarios, and this is by Jack Ziegler. Jack Ziegler is a cartoonist who writes for The New Yorker, and I really like his cartoons. Some of them just absolutely make me laugh out loud. And so, again, the name of this one is Worst Case Scenarios by Jack Ziegler. One novel that I read is called Hunter's Green by Phyllis Whitney. Now, Phyllis Whitney is kind of a romantic suspense writer. And Hunter's Green takes place in England, and there's a very rich family, and a young woman marries into this family and starts learning some of the family secrets. And there's a little bit of intrigue in this, and it's just kind of a delightful read. And again, the name of that is Hunter's Green by Phyllis Whitney. The newest book by John Grisham is called The Associate. And in this book, the main character is called Kyle McAvoy, and he has graduated from law school and has gone into corporate law. Now, this young man had a bad past. He had done some things in college that weren't too good. Someone in the corporation found out about this, and they used it to get him to do some things that weren't just on the up and up. And he was so afraid of getting exposed for what he'd done wrong that he went along with it. So this is another little kind of legal thriller by John Grisham. And again, the name of that is The Associate.